when Terry said, reacted to someone saying we might stop fishing and the stocks might not rebuild, I mean, we don't have to look very far to a situation where that happened in Canada, right? So when you look at levels that were being discussed here, 1,249 or 1,550, those are numbers that are pretty close to zero, right? And we've been talking about regime shift, and we've been talking about environmental factors. And so it would seem to me that we have to acknowledge the possibility that that these stocks are so low, and the stocks have so fundamentally shifted in terms of relative balance between predators and prey and other environmental factors, that there certainly is the chance that we might get to a condition where you could stop all fishing and they would not rebuild. Look at the levels of recruitment that are persistently low, and look at the history in Canada where all fishing stopped and stocks did not rebuild. I mean, we have to recognize that that is at least a possibility. That is what we are facing. This is a serious situation. And all of us have talked about how we are, with regime shift, with environmental factors, that we are not aware of all the forces that are at work out there now, and we need to learn a lot more about that. But certainly, the possibility exists that that may be in the cards. That we may make all of these difficult decisions that are in front of us, and it may not be enough. That is, I hope it's not the case. But that is certainly a possibility. The question I have, Jake, is you mentioned, if I remember correctly, that in the difference between 1249 and 1550, if I have those numbers correct, both representing substantial cuts from previous levels, that the SSC preferred the 1249 because under both models, let me phrase it the other way, in the 1550 number under one of the models, the risk of overfishing was more than 50%, I think, but you, the SSC, was willing to put both those numbers forward because there was a feeling of unease. You preferred the 1249. The numbers are close. They both represent a substantial cut. The 1550 did seem to have a slightly higher chance of overfishing. Am I capturing the view of the SSC correctly?
I think you've got it about right. If you look at the table that's in the PDT report, it shows that for either actually of those ABC alternatives, under the MRAMP model, we'd be, in some years at least, I think in the first 2 years, if not the third, exceeding FMSY, so technically overfishing by that reference point. However, under the base case model, we're not in all years for either level of catch. This gets back to the difficulties. The added insights we get from considering two models come with difficulties about, well, what if one tells you something and very different from another in terms of whether we're overfishing or not. I guess where we got to is as you described, that that both both under one model are fairly safe levels of catch, but more marginally risky, but not excessively so under the other. And that again, as you articulated, they both represent a substantial reduction in F, and that if we are stuck in some really low level that the stock can't climb out of, drastically reducing F will give us the best chance to see that response that we've had in a long time. So I think that's about what you said.
Thanks, Jake.